We're in Simen Nun Gimel. We will be doing Sif Dalet today. And the Mechaber begins, Tshatz, the Shliach Tzibur, Tzarech Shia Hagun. He is supposed to be an appropriate Shliach Tzibur. He has to be someone who is fit to be the Shliach Tzibur. Vezeu Hagun, what is Hagun? Number one, Sheireikon Me'averis. He should be somebody that did not do Averis. Meaning, he's got to be someone who is not a Baal Avera. The Mishtabur brings down that a Shliach Tzibur that is not Hagun is Monea Tov Mi Yisrael. He is preventing Klal Yisrael from getting the good that Hashem would have bestowed upon us had there been a Shliach Tzibur that is Hagun. Mishtabur mentions a few things. First of all, he says the Shliach Tzibur should have long clothing so that his legs should not be showing. It probably was discussing a time that people did not wear pants, or he may just mean that it's really supposed to be longer clothing because of Kavod HaTzibur. Second, he says that the Shliach Tzibur should be the person that is the first into the shul and the last one out of the shul. He should also be someone that is a Baal Seichel, someone that you can come in and take an Eitzah from. Preferably, he should be a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Rosh who says that the person himself is more important than the Yichus. Mishnah Berurah says that if the person was known as a Rosha, that too would make him inappropriate. There are two opinions of whether a mum is a problem. In fact, there are some who say that the same way a Kohen should not have a mum, so too it is not right for the Shliach Tzibur to have a mum, for him to have a blemish, any of those things that would passel someone from Kohuna. From being able to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Kehuna. Others say quite the opposite. Others say that you're better off taking a Shliach Tzibur who is a Baal Mum because then he has a broken heart. And a person with a broken heart is far more appropriate as a Shliach Tzibur for davening. We are going to see, generally speaking, these halachas are applying to the person that is designated as the permanent Shliach Tzibur in the shul. Now, in the case of a Baal Avera, the Mechaber said that he's got to be Reikon Me'averis. In the case of a Baal Avera, someone who is a Baal Avera and hasn't done tshuva should not even be a temporary shliach. It means you do not send someone that is known as a Baal Avera. There's an Avera that he does and has not done tshuva. He should not even, on a temporary basis, on a one-time basis, he should not be the shliach tzibur. The Mechaber goes on. This is someone that even when he was young, there were no nasty rumors that went around about him, his having done something wrong. Now, what happens if he was the Shliach Tzibur and then rumors go out about something he did when he was younger? For that, we don't take him away from his position. In other words, we would not remove him from his position on the basis of a kol that is talking about his past. What happens if a kol goes out? Rumor has it that he did something terrible now, so it is a lack of kavod HaTzibur to have him the Shliach Tzibur, and he's not the right person. But if he did tshuva, then if he is already the Shliach Tzibur, then that's fine. In other words, in appointing him the Shliach Tzibur, he should be someone that a kol never went out about, that he did averis. Whereas, if he is already the Shliach Tzibur, so long as, even after the kol, he has done tshuva, then we would not take him away from his position. Now we go further. V'shiye onov. The Mechaber says that he should be a humble person. Umarutza la'om. And somebody that the people like. He should not be someone that has an argument with others. In fact, if there's someone that in particular he's got a problem with, the two should sit down with a rav and work it out. You should not have someone being the Shliach Tzibur when he is in a position where he is on bad terms with a certain member of the congregation. V'yesh lo ni'ima, he is pleasant, v'kolo orev, and his voice is sweet. The fact that his voice is sweet does not outweigh everything else. I mean, that we're going to see a little later. V'roga likros Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. And he is somebody that is used to reading Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. There are two reasons that this is mentioned for. Number one, because there are psukim mentioned throughout the davening, especially when we're talking about the davening of special occasions. And if he is not rugel likros, we're afraid that he's going to make mistakes when he says the psukim, he'll mispronounce words. Whereas if he's rugel likros, then the words are shagur b'fiv. The words that he is pronouncing are words that he's used to pronouncing. The other reason is that if he is not somebody that's used to learning, that in itself would passel him from being a shliach tzibur, because the pasuk says meisir ozno, somebody who keeps his ear from listening to Torah, so gam tfiloso toeva, also his tefillah is not accepted. The Prima Gaudim mentions that on Rosh Hashanah he should be somebody that is married and 30 years old at least. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's mashma that that's only for Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, someone being married is always a mila that is better the whole year also, although the number 30 is not necessary, and we will later see that he should also have a full beard grown in, that he shouldn't be too young, that his beard hasn't grown yet.